Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Students in Boston public schools probably won't see anything new in their classrooms today, but there's been a victory for them, according to Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson.
We think this is a great day for the children of the city of Boston.
The district and the teachers' union have reached a tentative agreement on a new contract. They've been working without a contract for more than 2 years. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov has details.
Boston Public Schools and the teachers' union say this agreement will create a brand new system for the way teachers are placed, evaluated, and earn pay raises. But it doesn't lengthen the school day. It also doesn't eliminate seniority, but it does diminish it. Superintendent Carol Johnson says now principals will have more control over hiring.
In the past, a principal had to interview 3 most senior people and had to select from them. This contract gives principals the flexibility to interview a number of candidates throughout the system and choose the best candidate amongst the candidates who apply.
However, if their chosen candidate doesn't accept, there's still room for the seniority system to kick in, and a teacher will be appointed without principal involvement. Richard Stutman is head of the Boston Teachers Union.
There'll be flexibility on both sides, from the teacher standpoint and the principal standpoint. At the end of the day, the teacher will be guaranteed a position, but at the end of the day, it'll be a more suitable position.
One of the final sticking points was the requirement that teachers be evaluated in part on their students' test scores, including MCAS. They agreed to use the state evaluation model, which also includes engaging families. Again, Union President Stutman.
We agreed on a proposal for performance evaluation that both of us could live with and both of us could work with in order to provide the best educational delivery of services to our members. So you could call that a concession or you could call that an agreement.
The new contract also prevents new teachers who get poor evaluations from getting an automatic raise. And it's tying salary increases to classroom needs. A teacher will have to take relevant professional development courses before getting a raise. The main concession came from the Boston schools. There is no language in the new contract about lengthening the day. In July, Superintendent Johnson dropped her proposal to make some school days 2 hours longer. Instead, she's relying on existing language in the contract to add time to the school day at a smaller number of schools. Overall, the reaction to the agreement is positive. Kim Janey is with Massachusetts Advocates for Children.
I think this is great news. This has been a long time coming. It's been over 2 years. We are excited to see the reforms that are going to happen that will benefit children in the classroom.
But Sam Tyler, president of the Boston Municipal Research Bureau, is disappointed the agreement didn't give principals more power.
We would like a situation where the principals have sort of full say over who teaches in the school, so that the principal can be the educational leader and develop a team that have the same philosophy, which means there needs to be a better way to dismiss underperforming teachers. I think we've taken a step here. It really needed to go farther.
Superintendent Johnson says the new system will help principals remove bad teachers from the classroom faster. The deal also gives teachers a 12% pay increase over the 6-year contract, retroactive. 2 years of this contract have already passed, so Boston school teachers will see an immediate 3% salary increase if the contract is approved. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.